Christmas period's March 1st, 2012, forward operating base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with the crew chief. Ma'am, please tell me your name.
Staff Sergeant Felicia Espinoza.
And I know it's not polite to ask a lady, but may I please ask how old are you, ma'am?
33.
And we were talking earlier, you're prior enlisted as well. And tell me a little brief history of your experience in the military.
Well, I came in on September of 1996 as a Huey crew chief, UH-1s. For about 9 years, I was enlisted. I got out, and then I missed it, so I came back into the Guard.
And how long have you been in the Guard?
About 5 years now.
So all up, you're pushing almost 14 years already, right?
Almost, yeah.
And you look all of about 11 years old, to be honest with you.
Thank you.
And about what, 5'1"?
4'11".
Really? 4'11"?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you and I had the pleasure of flying on a mission. We just completed here just a while back, and you've been on these missions a bit. Tell me a little bit about what this deployment has done for your experience in the as a crew chief and just as a person.
It's done many things for me. I came from the assault battalion before a medevac unit, and it's a huge difference. It's a whole new world. We're so lucky and grateful to be doing these missions out here, saving people's lives. We don't win them all, but the ones that we do win, we're grateful for. It's changed a lot. You don't sweat the small stuff a lot anymore because you see what other people have to go through and deal with every day. You see it up hand, you see the casualties of war up close and personal. The days where you're cleaning blood out of your aircraft, you know, those are the rough days. But then the days that you save the Marine, those are the great days.
In your professional career, had you ever thought that you'd be doing this very thing 10 and a half years after 9/11?
Not at all. And I was very nervous, you know, could I cut it? Could I do it? Would I lose my nerve? But it turns out you just do it in the moment and you think about it afterwards. So,
well, from my own experience watching you, you move pretty quick in the body of the helicopter there, and you're pretty fast with the patients, and it looks to me like you do it second nature. You apparently like your job a lot.
I do. I actually love this job, and like I said earlier, it's hard sometimes. It's really hard, and it makes you sad and angry and all at the same time, but at the end of the day, you know, as long as you gave your 100%, and you gave everything you had to save that patient, whether it's a local national, a Marine, an EPW, as long as I did everything I possibly could do, you know, that's all anybody can ask for.
So it's all about your mission personally and corporately?
Oh, everything is about that patient. Nothing else really matters at that point in time. You're just so focused on getting that patient to the hospital so that somebody else, you know, can take over and save their lives.
Now, we were talking earlier after the mission, and you informed me that you're not the only one in your family that's joined the military. As a matter of fact, you have quite a story here. Tell me about the rest of your siblings that were in the military or are currently in the military.
My older brother was in the military as infantry, and he got out. My younger brother is in now as an MP, but he was in Afghanistan as a field artillery. My sister is currently active duty Navy. My stepdad we just retired out of the Army Intelligence, and my dad retired out of the Air Force some years ago.
So what does your mom think of all her children going into the military like this?
It's really hard for her sometimes. I just got an email from her, you know, wanting to know what's going on and how hopefully I'm okay, because she's just done this so many times before. It's, you know, everybody's been deployed, and she's a very, very strong woman, but she gets really nervous all the time.
Now, you live in the Phoenix area, correct?
Yes.
And you're part of the Arizona National Guard, right?
Yes.
So how is it working with these New Mexico blokes?
You know, we all just met. I met some of them on a Advon party, but the rest of them, everybody is great. You know, you learn so many different techniques, and everybody has their own way of doing things, and you learn a lot of different things. I've learned a whole lot from, especially their medics, their mechanics, and I mean it's a really good experience actually, because you see that it's not just about you guys, you know, and some of the things are you guys do the exact same, which is awesome to see.
I want to pick up on one thing about you're not just a crew chief, you're also kind of cross-trained a bit in assisting the medic, correct?
Yeah, we went through a little bit of training at Fort Hood and back in Phoenix before we left, because we knew we'd have to be, you know, helping. And we don't have to. There's nothing in there that says we have to, but I'm pretty sure every crew chief out there could not just sit in the back and watch the medic, you know, struggle and need something. We all jump in there. Everything mostly that we've learned, we've just kind of learned on the fly. And every medic is different. To help every medic, it's completely different. Sometimes some of them want this, some of them want that, some of them want more, some of them want less, and it depends on the patient if they need more or they need less. But I don't think I've ever been on a mission where they didn't, you know, want help.
Well, so far on all the missions I've gone, it's a team. I haven't seen a crew chief sit still and not do anything yet. That just doesn't happen out here, apparently.
No, it doesn't. I mean, like I said, the patient comes before everything. So when I see the medic struggling, even if he didn't ask me for help, you know, I'm gonna jump back there. And like Sergeant Menzie and I, you know, before we even took off the ground today, he was like, hey, first thing you do, get him on the oxygen. So I mean, we already know kind of what we're gonna do before we even get there, because we already know the patient, you know, the injuries, and we just kind of play over in your head what you're gonna do. I mean, every time, sometimes it's a rough start, and you know, but you kind of get out of practice. But once you kind of second nature, when you know, get them on doing the certain things right away.
Now, you have someone about 9 years old waiting for you coming home?
Actually, my son is 14.
Oh, sorry about that.
My son is 14 years old, in 8th grade now, going to be in high school next year. So.
You looking forward to seeing him?
Oh, yeah. He's having fun with Grandpa and the boys, though. It's the first time he's lived with a bunch of boys, so I don't know how he's going to be when I get back.
Well, with all your experience out here, you'll be able to wrap him upside the head if he gets out of line, right?
Oh, I used to do that many times before, and I don't have to do that anymore.
Is he taller than you?
No, he's not. He's a little guy.
Well, I just, Sergeant Espinosa, I really want to say it was a lot of fun flying with you. And you very photogenic, got some good photos of you, and it's been a real pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for taking the time out to do this.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for recognizing us, too.
This is Jim Speary. It's March 1st, 2012, Forward Operating Base, Edinburgh, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.